Keep updated.
All you need to know in 60 minutes.
This is the Midday Report with Mandy Wiener
on 702.
So one of my favorite tweeters and listeners to the show, King Spoo, I hear you on Twitter saying, one thing I've learned from my kids is that when they are quiet, they are up to mischief. Ace Makhachule is no longer calling journalists and has gone quiet. That can only mean one thing. Something is brewing. And there's a picture of a little naked boy running away. What is Ace Makhachule up to? Is he consulting lawyers? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that one. So the Health Minister's William Kize, Dr.'s William Kize, saying government is concerned about the different COVID-19 variants because they don't know how they behave. And over the weekend, the health department has confirmed that there are 11 cases of the B117 variant discovered in the UK, and those 4 cases of the B16172 variant, that's the Indian variant. So earlier today, my colleague Bongani Bingwa spoke to the health minister, Dr. Mkhize, and asked him about these variants. He asked him about whether or not technically the country is in the third wave yet and how the plans are going ahead of Monday's big mass rollout of the vaccines. Have a listen.
Look, you've said that I suppose at some point we should have anticipated it would come here. But this whole story of this pandemic, it has been one that suggests that, once the genie is out of the bottle, you can't put it back. Do we know anything about the number of people that may have been exposed from the confirmed cases? And how soon are we likely to see community transmission from those cases?
At the moment, we only have the original numbers that we had, which was 4 cases for the B617.2, which is from India, and then from the UK one, which was B117, we had 11 cases. We try and do genomic sequencing on the ones that we're finding, so we don't have yet indication of a community spread. Obviously, what's going to be important is that all of those people must be quarantined. And then in the process, we need to then be able to just check around the immediate contacts. So while this is going on right now, we don't have any information to suggest there are new or additional people that should have been affected. And so we don't have a sense of community spread yet.
You've issued a statement about the worrying increases in a number of provinces. Is the third wave here?
Technically, not. The country is not in third wave yet. The way we define third wave is when we look at the previous peaks and look at once we breach one third of the previous peak, then we know that it's no longer an outbreak that can be contained. It might start going to be a real fully blown third wave. However, in Free State, they had a small second wave before. So they were the first ones to breach that number. We are watching that, but because the numbers are slower and lower, we've actually put a lot of response measures into the Free State. The other one is the Northern Cape. Although in Northern Cape, what seems to have happened is that it never really got out of the second wave and they continue to have outbreaks. That one we're also watching because we think that their numbers might ultimately be breaching the second wave. But Gauteng is increasing, but it's not yet at a point where we could say it's third wave. The rest of the country has got positive cases. They're still very small. So technically, we can't say the whole country is in the third wave yet. But we're saying that those indications are any indications of things that can be contained if we can be all diligent about using containment measures. But if there's complacency, it can actually spread to become a third wave.
The 17th of May, of course, is when phase two of the rollout begins. We're less than a week away from that. What's the plan?
The plan is that there's already AstraZeneca vaccines that are in place that have come in, and they've gone through the testing, and on the 12th, they say 12th and 13th, they will then be distributed to the rest of the sites in the country. As we said, we'll start slowly, but we believe that come the 17th, we should be able to start vaccination. Won't be in big numbers, but it will actually be started as scheduled. And then the numbers are going to slowly increase as the number of vaccines increase.
What about those health workers who have yet to be vaccinated? I understand the numbers are just under 400,000. We've got over 1 million healthcare workers in South Africa. I expect that we won't have all of them vaccinated before phase two begins.
Yes, we will be continuing with the vaccination of the health workers. We believe that what will happen is that these will be running in parallel. In other words, there will be vaccination of the health workers until we finish them. But when that date comes, we'll start the phase two as well on the other side. So the two are going to be starting to move in parallel. We'll need to conclude the health workers in the process. But then we will start on the 17th with the rest of the society. But as I say, it's going to start slowly and build up on that, because it's going to be based on the availability of the vaccines. We also are anticipating that by then the Johnson & Johnson vaccine would have arrived, and therefore it would make it possible to continue with the vaccination program.
Health Minister Dr. Zweli Mkhize speaking to my colleague Bongani Bengwa this morning.